Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I am a spiritual teacher. The purpose of this show is to gather experiences and give voice to the untold stories of the divine, and I have how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions, and the question is, have you ever experienced a dream or a wonder or warning in your dream, some type of warning or divine healing of some sort? Felt some kind of intuition or voice of a higher power, was touched by an angel, had a near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into the divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you guys at 1-888-624-6008. I'll repeat it, 1-888, and we could get into some conversation at 624-6008. And this is a non-judgmental type of show, and this is a healing space. Telling your story can possibly heal someone or yourself or others, and there is a higher calling on your life. And this evening topic is self-talk. And I know, you know, we all talk to ourselves. We all have conversations with ourselves, verbally or nonverbal. We might say, okay, some crazy person say, oh, they're talking to themselves. But really, actually, we all talk to ourselves. We cannot not talk to ourselves. So this is about inner dialogue, your inner dialogue with yourself and how you express it. And do you know, and are you aware of it? It is so common to us. I mean, we don't even realize we're doing it. And so this is what it's about. This show is about inner dialogue, and are we aware of our inner dialogue and how we communicate? Because it, like I always say, divine listeners, y'all know I'm going there. Whatever you're talking about, whatever you're thinking about, is actually forming into the outer world. So here we go. We are saying to ourselves, what are we saying to ourselves? Because whatever we're saying to ourselves is a reflection of the inner talk, the inner dialogue that we're having. We must pay attention to our inner conversations. I mean, we say it's just for crazy folks, but really it isn't. We all talk to ourselves, and we need to know what are we saying to ourselves. What type of conversations are we having? Because it's forming our future. It's forming our everything. And that's what I'm into, divine listeners. At first, I wasn't paying attention to it, but it's been for years now that I have. But I still would like to let y'all experience what I experienced and know that we can make a difference in this. This is why I say or talk, have these conversations, because I'm into these conversations where we can always help ourselves and help others. And this is what it's all about. And have God, most important of all, intervene in our conversations first. But if we're not aware that we're having a conversation with ourselves and it's just normal and it's just inner dialogue and we're not paying attention to what we're saying, then we don't let God enter in our conversations with ourselves, because you're having a conversation with God. But if you leave him out, then your conversations can be of a negative nature. And if you're unaware of your conversations, it can be an undesirable outcome. And so you can attract the conversations you're talking with or talking about. So I got into this because I know that I had to kind of pay attention to what, not only what I was thinking, but what conversations I'm having. And another thing, we have subjects of conversations. It's not just one. We all have any given subject with ourselves. In the morning, I always bring up in the morning because it's an important time in the morning where we need to pay attention and going to bed. But really, morning, noon, and night, we really need to kind of, not saying a whole all and out, but just kind of watch what we're saying and thinking in our inner dialogue, in our inner self. What do we most think? What are we thinking about? What are we really thinking about deeply? Because like you have ever been to an employee party or something like that, and you at work, this is just for instance, you're at work and you're at a party or something that the job gave you, and they saying, you know what, the employees need to come, whatever, Christmas parties, whatever. You got the bosses there, you got your employees there, you got your coworkers there, everybody's there, and we're having a dialogue with ourselves before we even talking to people. And you don't understand it. This is what we have. We have an inner dollar. So when you see that person come up, everybody, they got their masks on. You got your mask on. I got my mask on. We all thinking that we really are being straight up, but really it's some conversations we're having. So here you go. You talking to your boss, you know, to yourself, I really don't want to really see this person. I don't really want, but you know, you got your everybody got their masks on in the room. So you walk up to the people, you walk up to, oh, hey, how you doing? And it's so good to see you. But what are you really feeling? What is really going on? See, people don't know this is the outer thing, but the real inner world is what you're really dealing with. What do you really feel about this person? It could be good, bad, whatever, indifferent or whatever. What I'm saying is we're not paying attention. We think we're being authentic. Oh, and what do we have? What is on agenda? What are we trying to do? We're trying to get raised. We're trying to get promoted. I ain't saying nothing wrong with these things, but how do you feel when you're walking up to this person? What is this inner dialogue about? What is going on with the person? What is going on with you? And they're also having inner dialogue. They're saying whatever they're saying to themselves, but their outcomes is going to come out. There's a sizzle going on all the time of you cutting your out, forming, you're forming all your outer with your inner. And so you have to find out, and I had to realize, you know, what kind of conversations am I having with myself? Because they're going on anyway. They're going on by themselves. And so if you don't pay attention, it could go any way or any subject, or, and it's on every subject, by the way. So you just, what you do is you kind of just pay attention again, because it's all about paying attention and using your imagination and your thoughts and your inner dialogue for the good and for God and for the divine. And that's really what it's about. And if you change those conversations, your outer world will change. It's still in the thinking, but it's still some heavy conversation and dialogues we're having with ourselves. And it changes things. There's a spiritual teacher. He's dead now. His name is Neville Goddard. And he had in his books about employee or a person that he just gave an example, and I'm gonna give you his example, that she was saying that she was having problems with her supervisor, and this man was just mean to her and all this, and every time she come to work he had something to say. He was dissatisfied. I'm just giving you, I always give examples. And he was just dissatisfied with her work and everything. She just couldn't get it. You all know sometimes you just can't get it right with the supervisor or boss or whoever you're dealing with. But she realized, she talked to the spiritual teacher. She said, I'm having problems with him. And he said, well, what is your conversations with yourself when you go home and stuff? And he said, you know, what do you do? He said, are you having battles with him? Because you take this stuff to work. You know you take your stuff from work home, right? You take this inner dialogue home with you. Don't stop at the job. You bring all this stuff home. So, and she said, no, she realized. She stopped and she realized. She was like, I have arguments with this man all day long. See, before she get to work, she had him after she had, I guess, had problems with him. But when she got home, she still continued that dialogue or whatever he did, it came home with her, and she still continued to have that dialogue. That's within you. And so, in other words, she was having a conversation with him, and you can have conversations and everything comes to pass in what your conversation is going to be about. So anyway, Neville said that he told her, you need to look and see what kind of conversations you're having, because you're definitely bringing this man home with you. And she did. She said, he said, and then you have to envision too. So if you want the outcome to change, this is what he said. And so she said, she went home and she listened to herself have these conversations, you know, thinking about it, in other words, and all this. And she started envisioning that her boss just started doing it. Not that it'll happen right away, but this is what was said, and this has happened to me too in my life on different levels. But and she listened to her conversations and stuff like that she was having, and she's envisioned and started having, you know, because you can hear, oh yeah, you can hear in your imagination and mind and all that, because you're talking about it anyway, you envision it anyway. So anyway, what she did was she started changing it in her mind. Instead of hearing it in a negative way, she started hearing him praise her. She was doing good anyway. She just couldn't be satisfied. He just didn't seem to be satisfied with it. So she got into that negative state with him. You don't have to join him, but she did. But then she changed it around in her dialogue, and how she was feeling started changing her conversation, saying, yeah, you know, this is my job. I love my job. I got to work with my boss. And she started envisioning him and hearing him say, you know, praise, you did that well. You did this well. You're doing very well. And she started saying, you know, she started hearing him in her imagination, because you know you can hear in your imagination, and start feeling differently in her dialogue and everything. And when she started coming to work, doing that every night and every morning, just changing, you know, her thoughts about him, and then having good thoughts about him too, not having this negativity around him, just saying, maybe, you know, he's not a bad guy, but maybe I just need to change my view about it and change my dialogue. And she did, and she went to work, and this guy started praising her. She got promoted, things changed. He promoted her, she became the best employee, all that. Not saying that all this necessary, but just try it. I mean, if it's, you know, just try it. It's happened to me in my life too. I've changed my dialogue on a lot of things in my life, and it changed around just because I'm constantly trying to find out what can I do better. I'm always in self-help mode because I'm always letting letting the divine in. I forgot that part. You always got to let the divine in. She had let the divine in these conversations. Let God in your conversations. I forgot the main part. Forgive me, divine listeners. You know I'm divine, and I'm just trying to get through the story of what Neville was saying. But yes, he said that she put divine in, and you got to put it in first, or whatever it is, your universe, whatever it is that you, but I'm talking about divine listeners. So you put the divine in it, change the dialogue, ask God to help you change your dialogue if it's really difficult, and just start it at night. Just start having a different dialogue with yourself about it, or in your imagination, because that's what Neville said, you know, in your imagination, kind of changing the scene, changing the narrative, because we all talking anyway. We might as well talk in a different direction to get different. Now, if you are a person that your dialogue is pretty good on the subject, and you're doing well, I mean, go on and keep that. I'm not asking you to change that dialogue. I'm asking you to add value to that dialogue. Put more to it. Add to it. Brighter colors, whatever. Do whatever you can to keep yourself in a more positive dialogue with yourself. Because we got it on all different. We might have it on one subject, but on the other subject, we need work with it. But my thing is to try it. Try it. Try having conversations with yourself. I know it sounds crazy, but you're having them anyway. You get up in the morning, you say, where my purse at? Where my wallet? Where my this and that? I'm going to take the shower. Ain't nobody in there talking to you but the dog or whoever. I'm just saying, you know, we're having conversations with ourselves, and we're not crazy. So you might as well have a much more positive conversation with yourself, and first put the divine in it, and you're talking to the divine. He's changing all the stuff anyway, because you're in your imagination and he's changing. But if you're not aware of it, you're not aware of your conversations, you're not going to change them. They're just automatic dialogue. I mean, we're not checking for nothing. It's just automatic. Everything is really, like I said before, on an autopilot anyway. And if you're not checking the way you think on a day-to-day basis and you're not getting into it, then, you know, you're not going to, you're not going to see the difference. You're not going to even know there's a difference. You're not going to even like everything is normal in this way. Everything is normal in this way. This is the way I get up. This is the way I operate. And you can do this morning, noon, and night. You can just check with yourself and say, well, you know, what am I thinking? What is this dialogue going on with me? And like I said, you can have your imagination involved with it. This is all for the good. You want to have your imagination you know, involved in it. You can ask yourself a question, you know, what type of conversation am I having with myself? And what kind of effects am I having on people thinking this way and having dialogue this way. Once you identify your conversation with yourself and how you're feeling, and it's pleasing, that's fine. Add to it. And if it's unpleasing, replace it. Have it with a positive one. But get into yourself. Get into the feel of knowing what you're about. What's happening with you as a person. What kind of dialogue, deep dialogue we have. We can have it, like I said, on every subject, any subject, with our kids. What do we think about? We can worry. Sometimes I worry about my daughter going to school. I had to change that. I'm much better. I was always worried about her because she's like one of those nice kids, you know, and I know everybody kids is nice, but I'm just saying, and, you know, a lot of times they take it for weakness and would pick on her and stuff like that. And I was having these things, and I was getting angry, and I was having those thoughts and, you know, getting up in the morning with, are they going to mess with my daughter? Cause she come home and say, you know, different things, you know, and she didn't really kind of know how to really deal with all that and dealing with bullies and all that. And I would get angry and be mad at the, you know, what's her name? And then I'm like, oh, well, she this and that and the other, and get mad with the kids, say they ain't have no home training, all that. And it was just a thing. So I had to get with myself and say, what does my self-talk about this particular subject, which was my child, which is really delicate, because some of these things are delicate. You don't even realize, you know, you're having a conversation, it's automatic. You're just on trigger. You're just on, you're on that mode where you're not, you're in a reactive mode is what I'm saying. You're on a reactive mode and you're just gunning. You're gunning for everybody, all these ugly kids, and they're messing with my child and she ain't doing nothing to them. She just want to have all. I just want to have fun, mom. I'm not. So I was angry a lot in this. And so I had to do this too. I had to sit down and get quiet and know what is my dialogue. Why my angst and my reaction to what she say is causing, it's not making better. And matter of fact, this keep happening because she's coming home with more stories. So I'm doing something that I need to watch my dialogue about. And I did. I had to get with her. I said, what is the highest thoughts I can have about my daughter going? I'm sitting up here with these thoughts and inner dialogues and things about my daughter and things somebody messing. They're always going to be like this if I don't change this dialogue within me. I can't control them, but my feelings about it is adding fuel. And so I had to sit and figure out what is my dialogue about my daughter? Do I feel like my daughter can't handle this out here? This is my feelings. It's not true. These were my feelings about it, that she wasn't, and it wasn't true. She's strong. She's out here. God made her. She's a God's child. She can go out here and do it. But it was my feelings, like she was not timid, but just couldn't deal with the world. And this just wasn't true. And that's another thing. You can find out all these untruths when you kind of dial in, like, you know, what am I thinking? What is my inner dialogue, and that she can't handle it? And you also saying that she's not protected by God because of this. I mean, you're not saying it, but I'm just saying you need to change. I needed to change my dialogue with myself regarding my daughter. And it went on. It was not easy. I'm much better because my daughter, some days it wasn't nothing wrong. I would be breathing into her all this stuff too, because she's like, if she didn't have a good day, are they messing with you? What did they say to you? Are they being unkind? And it was starting to get on my daughter's nerves. I started, you know, putting that energy out there for her. And so I said, no, I had to change it, change my dialogue. And, you know, well, I'm a meditative person. I do it anyway. I meditate on it and get clear on what it is that how do I want to see her? So I started saying, you know, my daughter's blessed going to work or wherever going to school or wherever she at. She's protected. She's fine. She's strong. And had a different dialogue with myself. She's going to be all right. She's, you know, she's protected. She's going to be all right. She know how to, she's in this world for a reason, for her own God reasons to brought her here. So she can deal with this. She's not a fragile thing with, you know, it was just something that was going on with me that I was having issues with. And so, and it has been other subjects that I had to deal with my family, my dialogue with them, different things coming up, my workplace, all that, whatever. All I could, any given subject, your mind never stops. So it's constant conversations that you're having, but you can't bring them all down. But the ones that's, I would say, that is prominent, that's becoming a problem that you feel like you need to change. Well, I also have good subjects that I have, that a lot of subjects that are good that I just add to it, like my health. It's vibrant. I'm always healthy. You know, when I go to the doctor, I have a good dialogue about that. You know, I'm always healthy. I always got a good heart. The doctor always tell me, you're fine. Your cholesterol, all that is always good. I got a good dialogue. All I need to do is add more value and add to it. But then these other subjects, you know, that you need to add, you know, that you need to change, it start with the inner, and it's that inner dialogue that you need to have and pay attention to, and the inner thoughts, and then the feelings, because that's what really is going on. And you won't have these masks on, being with people and being with yourself and thinking that you're all right, and you're not checking in with your inner self, your inner vibes, and your inner intuitions, and you're not putting God in it if you are not aware of it. I was just years, I wasn't aware of the subjects that I was at. Just, you know, God wasn't, you know, in it because I wasn't, aware of it, or I didn't pay attention. I was just angry and in a reactive mode, constantly in a reactive mode on things. You know, somebody say something to me, I got to be on it. I got to be on top of it. I got to be reactive. They can't get over on me. They can't say this to me and all that. I mean, that's good and all. I'm not saying, you know, you got to. But before you do all that, you have to check in with your dialogue with God, your thoughts, your feelings, and emotions, because you want to be in a good vibration. You want to be in a higher vibration where you can deal with things. Not saying things are not going to go your way, but it's just more, guys, it's just, we just create our own reality. I'm just going to say it like that. We create our own reality with our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. It's just down to that. We create them. Anything that's going on within me, good, bad, indifference, I'm creating with my thoughts, my inner dialogue, my feelings, my everything. Everything that's going on with me, the world is responding to me. It's responding to the way I handle things. It's responding to my reaction. And I've learned to try to take the charge, is what I want to say, off a lot of things. Take the charge off a lot of subjects that you have that's hard for us. You know, because it's not easy navigating. You know, so we need, you know, we need different tools that we can bring out. We need as many as two. I got a lot of tools. I've got breathing tools, where I breathe, I pray, I meditate. I ask my, you know, I stay still and I ask that feeling to, can I let this go right now? And I breathe and I let that feeling go. All these things are just here and tools to help us, but it's really God within us helping us. But, you know, you use tools to get to them, just for it could be much easier for you to navigate out here. I'm this spirit teacher that I just go only strictly to the divine, because I know that's our creator. That's where it's at. And that's, you know, my divine listeners, that's what I talk about. And I just really want to make a clear reason why I always say go within and all that, that we are the creators. I mean, I'll just say we're co-creators. That we have something to do with our life. It ain't just something happening. It ain't just happening to us. We're co-creating it. We're forming it with our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. We are co-creating our lives every moment, every minute. Every minute we're co-creators. And we have to know that. And it's powerful in knowing that. We have to know that so we can take advantage of that. Because if we don't know we co-creating it and people are doing things to us, we don't feel like we can stop it. We can change it for the best. We can change it for the positive. And we can get in more deeper as we go. The more we do it, the more we better. It don't mean nothing ain't going to happen to us. Don't mean that we're not going to have bad things. That's what less things, believe me, happens. less, you know, distractions. Because when I didn't know it, believe me, it was more. I didn't know what's happening to me. It was coming at me all the time. So when I became aware of it, what am I thinking? What is my inner dialogue? What am I talking? What are my conversations to myself about it? I done bought it home from wherever it was, from the store, home. I done bought it from wherever it was, from a family member, or I had it at home. Whatever it was, I'm still having a conversation with it when I'm going to sleep. I'm still carrying on that conversation. And if it's negative, it's being formed. If it's positive, it's being formed. If it's indifferent, it's being formed. But if it's negative and it's going to work on the body, I'm going to tell you that. If you don't get on top of this, this is where your illnesses come in at. When you don't get on top of your own thoughts, feelings, and emotions and dialogues, this is what make you sick. This is what causes the heart and arteries, all these things to cause, because you have not forgiven. You're not, you know, released all the toxins that's in your body, that's with the thoughts and with the emotions. You have not released it. You have not meditated and got to it. If you're not a meditator, that's fine, because we're all not. But I just say get quiet. If you want to talk to God, if you want to pray to him, you know, whatever way you can to get quiet enough to listen to your body, listen to your thoughts, and get in your inner soul, get into your spirit, and release and replace too. Replace with a different thought, with a different imagination, with a different dialogue. And that's what I'm talking about tonight, releasing all that. It takes time. It's not going to be in one night, but I just say try it. Try it. It works. It works to work on yourself. You have to, because you're living in a world where everything is coming at you all at once. I'm saying social media, all this and all that. And if you're reading all this stuff, and all this stuff is about you, but really it's about you. It's about us. It's about you. It's about your inner dialogue with yourself and others. But first, it's got to be that you know it's coming through you first. And we're powerful beings. God made us that way. So, I mean, what we're thinking and feeling, we think it's something really small, but really it's moving mountains. It's moving everything for your future. Everything is forming right then and there. So we got to know who we are. We got to know how powerful. We got to know we're divine beings. We have to know that we're powerful beings, and what we say, do, and feel really, really matters. We just know, I mean, God ain't never made nothing that if you're here, then you're important. If you're breathing, you're important enough for God to have made you and created you. You're part of the whole. So I don't care what it is that you chose to do in life, whether you be a bum or whatever, you're still that divine God, child of God. You just chose some different choices, but that doesn't change your value. That doesn't change who you really are inside, a co-creating God. And you don't know that you're doing that, even if you chose that to be a bum or whatever, to not do anything, that's still a choice. That's still a powerful choice. You still choose it. I don't care what it is, whatever the topic is, you're still choosing. But I just want you to know that you can make a different choice if it's not what you're, the bottom line, if it's not what you're getting on the outer and this is not what you want it to be, that we're in charge. We're co-creating it, and God gave us choice, and that we get a chance to choose our life for the best or the worst. We get a chance to, but if you don't like, and most people don't like the worst crummy, but they blaming somebody else. They don't want to their life to be sick or and it's not like, you know, but you the thoughts or the hatred that you not letting go, it do stores in the body. I'm sorry to say, and it causes sickness. So it's ways you can release that and have God remove all that from your heart, but you got to be aware that you got it. If you're steady blaming that person, they did it. These people are going on with their lives. They're eating steaks or whatever they're doing. They're not thinking about it. They don't even remember that they hurt you. Or if they did, they're going on. But you're carrying that. You're carrying them feelings, them emotions, that dialogue from a long time ago. You're still carrying that. you're still carrying these feelings around. And I'm here to tell you, you can change your outer. You don't need nobody to do it either but God, the divine. You put him first. But you don't need nobody else to do it. If you don't like your outer world, you have to change your inner world. It's not going to change. Have you ever been in a situation where it seemed like the outer keep being the same, playing the same story? It's playing the same story because you have not changed inward. I know I've been in a situation where it's just playing the same story, and it's a different person. Like, damn, didn't I meet this man before? It sound like the same other five guys I met. I might as well stay with the first one because these are the same. I never cleared that up. And if I don't clear it up inside and release it, get rid of all that, then I'm going to meet the same guy over again. That ever happened to you, divine listeners? Well, you meet the same woman over you. They just got a different face. They got a different face. And you're saying that this same guy did. I said, I wasn't going to go through this circumstances no more. I said, I wasn't going to do that no more. I said, I wasn't going to deal with this type of guy no more or these type of women no more. I said, these women are whatever. I'm not going to deal with them. But you just went on to the next relationship. You had a relationship. You had a bad relationship. You say, okay, all right, this person, we didn't work out. He's this, he did all that. And this could have been true. These are true things. They did do all that. I'm not saying that. But you were in that relationship. Guess what? You were in it too. So guess what? You're involved in it spiritually, emotionally, and everything else. You're involved in it, guys. Divine listeners, you're involved in it. So if you don't clean that up before you take it to your next relationship, you don't clean your dialogue up and your thoughts and feelings and release and do that, you're going to meet the same guy over with a different, he's going to have a different body. He may even date, you know, you're known to be looking alike too. I don't know what that's about. Like, dad, God, he look like my old boy. I don't know. But anyway, they have the same, you end up and you're like, dang, this is the same relationship. And you end up quitting third guy because he was acting up and you, and it's really you still attracting that energy. You still didn't have that dialogue. You didn't change the dialogue that was in you. You didn't change what was going on within you that attracted that in the first place. So you need to really get with your dialogue, your inner dialogue, and find out what's going on with you. And the only way you, and only you can do it. Nobody else, nobody can do it. Nobody can say, well, they can talk to you and they can say, you know what? You need to leave this guy alone. Yeah, mom, you're right. You know, your friends or whatever situation, or the, you know, leave this girl alone or whatever, leave these people alone. But your outer world is steady visiting you. I mean, you're steady having a conversation, so your outer world is steady letting you know this is what your conversations is about. This is what your feelings and thoughts is about. I mean, for the most part. I mean, we can't say every situation at it, but for the most part, you're being visited by how you feel, think, and how you project your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. For the most part, that's what's going on with you. And so if you keep having these repeat situations, circumstances, and you want to find out how to get rid of it, you have to change your thoughts. You have to change your feelings. You have to change your emotions. You have to look more closely into yourself. Not so much into them, more into yourself, because you see that this is a program that's what it is, a program that's going on inside you. And you have to change the tape. You have to change the program. And that's what you have to do. You have to change the program. By doing that, it's watching closely to your inner conversation, your inner dialogue, your inner thoughts and feelings about things. And the only way you can change it is change that, divine listeners. Change that. Put God first, put the divine first, and you can ask God, the divine, show me how to change this within myself. And that's when you get in somewhere, when you say within myself, because if you say, change that person, you know, have them change my mother-in-law, change my whatever, you know, You're still trying to have something change somebody, and we all know how that goes. We cannot change anyone. We can't even change our kids. So we only can have a change within ourselves. So you have to ask the divine, Lord, please give me the resources to change my dialogue, myself, my thoughts and feelings on this particular subject. And you do your subjects one at a time, because you can't tackle your whole life in one. But I'm just saying, my thing is just work on each subject. But if the one is pressing, you got a pressing subject that's bothering you right now, try it and look into it more closely with this, and get more involved with that conversation with yourself. Conversation with yourself. You ever heard of conversation with God? Conversation with God. But bring into God in your conversations with yourself. He's already there, but he's not. God is not forcing you. You just to get in the conversation, because he's already there. But you just need to be aware that he's there, and open up. And it's really about divine listeners. It's about awareness. That's what it's really about. Being aware of divine being. We got to be aware, because we've been asleep so long, and the world have told us so many things and about how we should be, how we should respond, how we should act, and we got to be our own creators. We can't let people create for us, because believe me, they will if you let it and you stay on the automatic thing. So you have to get on the subjects that's And it's many. I'm not saying that because we're all living human beings, but we are the most important things in our lives. We are. Not the people, not the things, not the event. We are. And everything responds to us. I know it's hard for you to do, but life responds to us. And we have to have a response for it, and it's going to respond to us anyway, so we need to be conscious of what is responding to us. And so that's why I have to check. I have to, check with the president. I know sometimes I forget. I'm not saying I do everything perfect, but I'm just saying the things that I recognize within myself and that I learn, I tell my divine listeners, because I want everybody to be in a positive state. I want everybody to have their vibrations at a higher state, so they can attract better things, better people, better situations, and live in a better life, and their health. Divine health could be better. Their blood pressures, their everything. Just if you're working on that, just start all the people that you just release. Not anything is your fault or all that you're not. It's not about fault. It's just that what are you holding in your own dialogue and what you're having in any subject. And if it's happened to be health or something like that, then, try it. You can't go wrong with God anyway. So, divine listeners, you know what I'm talking about when I say go within. But, we all need to release toxins. We need to release stuff from the past, things that happened to us, things that were wrong. Not saying that any of these things are wrong. It's not that, you making up these things. It's just that you don't need to hold on to any of it. You need to, replace yourself with good thoughts, good things, and have a steady of good vibration, and God can intervene. He can't intervene with all that stuff. You can't, because you're not aware of it. But once you get clear on it, God can more or less flow through you. Flow through your sicknesses, flow through your mind, flow through your body much easier. The divine is always there, but it's not let in if you got a lot of clutter. And sometimes your clutter gets in the way. And my thing is, I'm just saying, just pay attention to your dialogue, your inner dialogue. Find out what is going on any given subject that's really pressing within you, because your outer is reflecting it. And if it's good, like I said, if it's pleasant, and it's a lot of pleasant stuff going on in my life, I have to, I just say increase it. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You can't do this wrong at all. You can't do this wrong. You can't do this wrong. You increase the good. Increase it. increase your imagination about it, increase your dialogue about it. Like, yes, I'm doing good. I feel good. I feel wonderful. And, you know, that person is good. That I didn't even know that person would, you know, everything changes when you do it. I told you the world respond to you, and it does. And you change the inner dialogue, things different, you know, your whole point of view change, and people respond differently. You say, I didn't know that person that would even talk to me. They get up and they start talking, because I'd be like, huh? I didn't even know that person didn't even like me. And they just up and start talking. Just giving y'all an example, you know, I go to the market, to the store and get for lunch and stuff. And this woman is always so nasty. I'm just saying, she just had an attitude all the time when me and my coworker come in. And she's, you know, I don't know, just she works at the deli. But anyway, I'm just saying, it looked like once I got a little clearer with my stuff, not saying that I was thinking about her or anything, but I'm just clearer on a lot of stuff that I was working on. I could see it in my outer world and different people and places, if that makes sense. And even her Friday, she gave me a hug. I said, how you doing? And she gave me, I'm like, huh? You know, life will surprise you. I'm not saying this is big, but I'm just saying I have these things, certain things in my outer world changing with people in place. Not saying that you know, you just have to know that it's for the good. And use your imagination only for the good. You can use it for the bad if you want to, but only use your dialogue with yourself for the good or turning it around. Not saying that you don't have justification for it, but, you know, to justify it for 20 years or 15 years and it's hurting you and it's in your body or it's messing with your mind to still think about it, I mean, release it. Give it to God. Release it to its highest good. Release it to its highest good, people, places, and things and events that occur that really hurt you. Release it to its highest good. Let God deal with that. Let the divine be in that. And once you do that, you can replace it with much more positivity, much more enlightenment. Your life is much lighter. You're talking much lighter within yourself. When you go to bed, you feel much better. Not saying things don't come up to piss you off, but you know, you're in that frame of mind. Now you're paying attention. You're aware. And so now you can pay more attention to what's going on with you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can sleep better at night. You know, like I said, before you go to sleep, you know, try to have a gratitude list the best you could and be in a much more positive state when you go to sleep. That way, you know, you have a clearer mind and you can wake up, because I'll tell you, you'll wake up in the same way you went to sleep in. And I always stress that night and morning, because that's where our subconscious is. That's where God is, in our inner dreams, in our inner, and he show tell us things. That's where we can be clear and when we go to sleep, and we can wake up refreshed. And then you wake up with a gratitude of list that, you know, God woke me up this morning. I'm here, you know, if nothing else, I'm here. I'm a divine being. I'm powerful. You know, you have that attitude getting up, you know, like, thank God, you know, I'm here. You get up and you're going, but you know, you notice you're still having a dialogue when you're waking up. You're still having a dialogue. So, but you're having a different kind of dialogue. You're saying, okay, now I'm feeling good that God woke me up. I got all these, you know, blessings, and God have blessed me, blessed my day. And I always ask God to bless my day. And then I got my grateful list that I woke up, my family's okay. Everything's okay. And even, you know, if something happened where it's not okay, you still have to have a grateful list that what is going right. I'll tell you. Because every day, you know, it's a given day. You never know what your challenge is going to be. But you still got to be grateful. That way you put the gratefulness in to God, divine listeners, God, like, love a grateful, you know, person. He loves it. You get more grateful to be more grateful about. You get things to be more grateful about. Events to say you're grateful more increase. This is an increase. So, all I'm saying is, if your outer is not matching your inner, You need to change your inner. Your outer, if you try to manipulate your outer, it can work sometimes. You know, you can push toward and you can tell people what to do and tell them they ought to start. I mean, it's a hard job to try to, you know, go the outer route. It's better if you go within yourself. I mean, you can change some things. I'm not saying, you know, things do change, but they change much quicker, much lasting inner than they do outer. You're trying to, we all have to do things outer. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you have to have this inner dialogue with your conversations. You have to, I mean, be aware of your inner dialogue and get into it, change it for the best. Put more value with it so you can get a positive outcome. Even if your outer at that time have not changed, you're feeling better inside. You're a better person. And so sometimes your outer don't always change right away, but you're a better person for it. You're a better person walking around. You're feeling better within yourself. And that's really what all of us really want to do, is feel better. We want to feel happy. We want to feel loved. And it comes from within. It comes from us being aware of our powerful divine selves, because we're definitely powerful. We're definitely divine beings. And so you divine listeners, you know what I'm talking about. You're a divine being. You know that God put you here for a reason. You got a purpose, and your purpose is not to be fighting a battle, because if you're always fighting a battle, you're going to always have to fight a battle. And guess where the battle is? The battle is within yourself. You got cross, you know, conversations going on. You're saying, I want to be positive, but then you got this negative, and you're in conversation, but you're in a inner fight. And that's the worst kind of, y'all know what I mean by inner thought, inner fights. You know, you're in it and your mind is just all messed up. So, and it's all coming from, you know, your thoughts and your inner conversations with yourself. And I just want to put that out there, you know, to pay attention to that. Pay attention to your inner conversation, pay attention to your inner dialogue, and how, if you wanted to change what you can do, so you can get the right reflection and you can attract a different response and you can attract the right people, the right things. And you can also use your imagination to come about in a good way, you know, not in just a way that'll help you. And so we all trying to help each other on this journey. I hope that, you know, that this could help and at least try it. I mean, most divine listeners already, they know that they are with the divine. They know either they're meditating or they're praying or, you know, they're doing this, but they haven't just really probably, or maybe some have, but I'm talking about the ones who haven't really been aware of the conversations they're having with themselves and become more into it and put the divine first. You can't go wrong. You put him first, then he knows everything, all that's going on inside, inner. Then you clicked on all cylinders. You clicked on more than that, because now you got the divine in it, helping you, guiding you, and you're going to be on the right track. You're going to have some other stuff to come up, some other subjects that come up this crazy, but you know what to do. You say, now, what am I thinking about this? Can I think about it? Sometimes you have to ask, can I think about this another way? Is this another way of thinking it? Because sometimes we can just get on the only thing. This is the only way this could be. No, God is infinite. He got many ways. You just got to allow it. No, this is not the only way this could be solved. No, there's infinite ways. And you know, once you know that, I'm inside, I'm getting inside, God got infinite ways how I can see this. And sometimes you have to see a problem and you have to write that problem down or those problems down. You look at it and you look at the paper and you look at it, you say, is this problem in me or is this problem on this paper? I know this sounds crazy, but you do. You have to look at it differently. Wait a minute. Is this problem in me or is this problem on the paper? And you say, okay, how would I see it? How would God see it? Could you tell me how you would see it with your eyes? I mean, you know, or some other teacher that you admire? How would, you know, somebody else you see it that you feel that you read or their books or whatever, or whatever. How would you see it? Or just ask yourself, how would I see this differently? How could I change this for a better outcome? How could I look at this in a much higher state, higher way? You have to ask those questions to yourself. You have to get more into yourself so you can solve your problems in a different way that we've been accustomed to solving our problems, because we've been told, you know, how to just react to everything. I know I have. I just been reacting all my life, you know, reacting to this, reacting to that, and, you know, becoming upset and heartbeat. You just pay attention to how everything make you feel. That's what you do. You pay attention to how this dialogue making, if it's upsetting you, you know, you're allowed upset. I'm not saying you're going to be, but just you're noticing it. How does this make me feel when I'm talking this way to myself? I'm fat. I'm disgusting. I mean, we have all kind of dialogue with ourselves. Look at this, you know, blemish on my face. We get up in the mirror in the morning and we just talk bad to ourselves. Look at this fat roll on my stomach, or this and that. You know, you are divine beings. You're perfect the way you are. We are perfect the way we are. And we ain't saying we can't make changes for health. I'm not saying that. We can. But to talk about ourselves in the way we do it, you know, the world look at us that way. We reflect ourselves in that way. We have got to have better dialogue with ourselves. I don't care what way we feel like we should look. We looking like the magazines, the books, or whoever told you we need to look like certain way. And, you know, and then you have beautiful people doing the same thing. They're having a dialogue with themselves that's not good, or they feel like they got to have this or that, whatever, this dialogue that goes on with ourselves, you know, not being good enough, not feeling good enough. You know, it's a constant dialogue. It's a constant dialogue that we have. And so we need to say, wait a minute, you know, I'm a divine being. I can create anything I want. God created me beautiful. Listen, I am the most highest creature on earth. There's no other like me. We're the most highest creature on earth. There's no birds can think. All none of them can do what we do. They go by instinct. We go by thoughts. We go by emotions. God made us the highest, and God don't want us talking and feeling this way about ourselves and being in this state of mind. So watch what we say. Pay attention to what we think about ourselves, and know that we're beautiful. We're beautiful beings, men and women. We're beautiful beings, and that we're here for a purpose, that our purpose is high. We got a higher calling on our life than what we know. And that it's up to us to look for that purpose. It's up to us to be the perfection that God made, because God made us perfect, okay? You know, you got your heart beating. Everything is going by itself. You know, it's magic. If you look at it, you're not forming your heart. You're not beating it. You're not doing it. It's all happening by itself. So we're beautiful beings, and we got to think as such, and we got to have that inner dialogue that reflect the world, the outer world, and reflecting how beautiful we really are inside. And that's what I want, you know, to say, that we really are beautiful beings. And God made us to be this way. We have to think this way. We have to have an inner dialogue this way. And we have to reflect in the world this way. And so, divine listeners, I just wanted to say that. That was on my heart, that, you know, that subject I deal with every day, of the inner dialogue. So I just wanted to bring that to you. If I can bring up any help, any inspiration in any kind of way, that we are on this journey together. And so, you know, I'm toning down now, And my next show would be September the 8th at 8 o'clock Central Time. And you can reach me at DIV Divine Dark to Light Gmail, DIV from Dark to Light gmail.com. And I hope you have a good week and have a wonderful, great, positive dialogue with yourself this week. Good night and God bless.